This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you ready to dive into this shit?
Hell yeah, let's do it.
We are talking all about AI for your wedding.
AI for your wedding.
And not just like any AI.
No.
We're talking about ChatGPT with memory.
With memory enabled.
Oh my God.
Which is a game changer.
This changes everything.
And we are going deep on this today based on some stuff we read in Engaged AF magazine.
Yeah, they know what's up.
They get it.
So
we're really excited to talk about this.
Mine too.
For anyone who has not gone down the rabbit hole of what ChatGPT is.
Yeah.
Let's just give a super basic.
Now, what is this thing?
Right. Okay, so it's basically having this super smart digital assistant.
It's like a personal assistant who also happens to be a coding genius and a poet.
Yeah, and it can plan things.
Write things. Boarding.
Organize stuff.
Organize it all.
Brainstorm with you.
Late night brainstorming.
Yes.
When you're three bottles of wine in.
Exactly, and it can do it all so much faster.
Way faster than you could ever do it on Google or Reddit or whatever.
Yeah, forget about it. And so much less judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Way less judgy than your bridesmaids or your mom.
Oh, for sure.
So you know that's a win.
Definitely a win.
But what's really cool is I think for me the biggest thing is the memory feature.
Yeah.
Because ChatGPT,
yes.
It's a large language model.
Right.
So it's already trained on a huge amount of data.
A scary amount of data.
A little scary, but also really cool because it can understand and generate human-like text.
Yeah.
But then they add the memory feature.
Which what?
It's a whole other level.
It's mind-blowing.
It's the glow-up we need.
The glow-up, yes.
So you can have a conversation.
Yeah.
And it remembers.
It remembers what you said.
Yeah, so you're not starting from scratch every time.
Oh my God.
It's a game changer.
It's having a wedding planner who actually
listen, takes notes and doesn't judge you for your terrible taste in music.
Exactly.
So let's walk through an example.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
So let's say you're all right, ChatGPT.
Hit me with it.
My wedding is October 12th, 2025.
Okay.
We're getting married in Colorado Springs.
Love it.
Ceremony's at 4.
Classic.
Cocktail hour at 5. Reception at 6.
Keeping it moving.
We're going for a modern vintage vibe, but with a disco edge.
Okay. I like where this is going.
We've got $28,000 to spend.
Nice.
And we're inviting about 100 people.
All right.
So you give it all that info.
Okay.
And then later you're oh shit, I need a cocktail hour playlist. Help me, ChatGPT.
Right.
And because it remembers everything.
Yeah.
It knows the venue.
Yeah.
It knows the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It knows the time of day.
It knows how many people are going to be there.
So it can create a playlist that's actually
Tailored
to your wedding.
This is so cool.
It's not just some generic wedding playlist.
Or cheesy.
A generic first dance song.
Oh my God.
This is going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
And then later on, you're oh my God, I need a florist.
Of course.
But our budget is tight.
Yeah.
So you could say find me a florist who specializes in bold, non-traditional arrangements.
Yes.
And can stay under our $4,000 budget.
Please.
Please, because it already knows your budget.
Yeah.
And it knows your style.
Right.
It can help you find the perfect person.
That's insane.
That's amazing.
It's it's doing the work for you.
It is. Basically.
It's a digital wedding planner on steroids.
Yes. And it's way less annoying.
Oh, less.
Than a human wedding planner.
Oh my God, so much less.
Okay, so now that we've established that this thing has a memory.
Right.
And it's not just some random.
Right.
You know, AI chatbot.
Yeah.
We can really start to think about how to use it.
Strategize.
To organize all the chaos of wedding planning.
Yeah. Because that is
the worst part.
The worst.
So much unorganized chaos.
Spreadsheets. Sticky notes.
Random emails.
Oh my God, it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
So what can we do?
ChatGPT.
Yes.
Can actually make living checklists.
Oh my God, living checklists, what?
Yeah, so you can say ChatGPT, track our vendor bookings and to-dos.
Okay.
And then it will literally make a list.
And then
you can just be
hey.
Add hair and makeup to the list,
uh-huh.
Remind me when to send invites.
Okay, got it.
And it will literally keep track of it all.
And it will like remind you.
It will remind
like
you.
Like a personal assistant.
It's so good.
You can even ask it like,
yeah,
what should I confirm with my caterer like a month before the wedding?
That's so smart.
And then I'll be like, oh yeah, make sure you confirm this and this and this.
It's like having a wedding planner in your pocket.
It is.
That never sleeps.
Never sleeps.
And doesn't judge you.
Never judges.
And like also yeah. think about like.
The budget.
Oh my God, the budget.
Always a nightmare.
Always a nightmare. And you're like constantly like updating spreadsheets.
Redoing the numbers.
And like, you know.
Second guessing yourself.
Yes. And with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
You can literally just be like, okay. Update our budget. We just booked the DJ for $1,800. Done.
Done?
Yeah.
It's updated.
Wow, that's.
No more spreadsheets.
Amazing.
That's
so like, we've talked about the checklists.
Yeah.
We've talked about the budget.
Nothing.
Now let's talk about like finding vendors.
Okay.
Because that is another thing.
Another nightmare.
That can be a huge time suck.
Oh my God, yes.
And so instead of like, you know, going on Google.
And opening a million tabs.
And just like getting lost in a sea of like irrelevant.
Irrelevant information.
Yeah.
Venues that are like thousands of miles away.
Yes.
Or like way out of your budget.
Or they look like a morgue.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can actually use ChatGPT to help you find venues.
How?
So you can be like,
yeah.
Find me a venue that has mountain views.
Okay, I'm listening.
Is within 2 hours of Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Costs less than $7,000.
All right.
Let's just bring our own booze.
Love that.
And has a rain plan.
Okay, this is getting good.
And it will like.
And it will find it.
It will find it.
Like it will actually deliver.
It's amazing.
So we're saving time.
So much time.
We're saving sanity.
Yes.
And we're like actually finding venues that we might want to book.
Yes.
Instead of like.
Instead of the crap that Google gives you.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So now we're like, you know, we're finding vendors. We're like.
We're organized.
We're on track.
On track.
But now we have to like create the content.
The dreaded content. Like the words.
Like writing things.
Yes.
Save the dates.
Ceremony scripts.
Vows.
Emails to vendors.
Oh my God, speeches.
Website.
Walkie, all the things.
All the things.
That make you want to just like.
Crawl in a hole.
And die.
Yes.
But ChatGPT.
Can help.
Can help.
It can write it all.
It can write it all.
So you can say, like, write me some, save the dates that don't suck.
Yeah.
Or like, write me a ceremony script that like tells our love story.
Yeah.
Or like, write me vows that are like actually us.
Yes.
And not just like some generic, cheesy nonsense.
Yes.
And it can do it.
I know. It's amazing.
It's so good.
And it can do it in like whatever tone you want.
Yeah. Like you could be like, I want this to be like classy.
Yeah.
But also a little bit funny.
Yeah.
Or like make it like sarcastic and witty.
Or like super romantic.
Yes.
And poetic.
It can do it all.
It's incredible.
And because it remembers everything.
Yes.
It's going to keep that same tone.
Consistent.
Consistent throughout all of your wedding stuff.
So it's like cohesive.
Cohesive.
Yes.
Like it's all coming from the same brain.
Which is amazing.
It's so good.
So basically what we're saying is ChatGPT with memory.
Yes.
Is like your 24/7 wedding planner.
It's like having a wedding planner.
A therapist.
A best friend.
Yes.
And a really good writer.
All in one.
All in one.
And
it never gets tired.
Never gets tired.
Never complains.
Never complains.
Always remembers your aunt's gluten allergy.
Yes. Oh my God, the dietary restrictions.
The worst.
The worst.
But ChatGPT can handle it.
It can handle it.
So you can literally ask it anything.
Anything.
Like at any time.
Anytime.
And it will have the answer.
It's so good.
Or at least a really good suggestion.
Yes.
So you can be like, remind me what our catering budget is again.
Yeah.
Or like, update our guest list. We had to cut 10 people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Brenda and Kevin eloped.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Or like, can you write a speech for my mom?
Yeah.
That's like heartfelt, but not too sappy.
Yeah.
Or like, what are some wedding favors that don't suck? That people will actually take home.
Yeah.
And not just leave on the table.
Yes.
It can do it all.
It's amazing.
So basically, you have a choice.
Yes.
You can do this the hard way.
Yeah.
With the spreadsheets.
Always sticky notes.
The endless Google searches. The
mental breakdowns.
The stress.
Or
you can do it the smart way.
The ChatGPT.
The ChatGPT way where you like actually enjoy the process.
Yeah.
And you're not like a total wreck by the time you get to the altar.
Exactly.
So as Engaged AF Magazine says.
Yeah.
It's not just a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a wedding genius with a personality.
Yes.
So say I do to AI.
Say I do to AI.
And ditch the old school bullshit.
Because you deserve to plan your wedding
Yeah.
like a boss.
Like a total
So what
badass.
are you going to offload to ChatGPT first?
What's the first thing you're going to get rid of?
Yeah, what's the thing that's stressing you out the most?
Get rid of that stress.
Give it to ChatGPT.
Let the AI handle it.
You deserve it.
You do.
All right, that's it for today.
That's it for AI wedding planning.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.